that really your idea of how to run a newspaper?
I don't know how to run a newspaper, Mr. Thatcher. I just try everything I can think of.
And the character of Charles Foster Kane in the film Citizen Kane is an iconic newspaper magnate. It was actually based on William Randolph Hearst. Obviously the patriarch of what we now know of as the Hearst Corporation. The newspaper industry seems to kind of foster or support family dynasties. As we watched Rupert and James Murdoch yesterday testifying before Parliament, we have to take a look at dynasties and what that means in terms of corporate governance, companies, and how they are run when it's a dynasty at the helm. Joining us now is somebody who knows a little bit about family dynasties, Emily Bingham, historian and descendant of Robert Worth Bingham, the patriarch of perhaps one of the most powerful media families in the United States, the former publishers of the Louisville Times and the Courier Journal. She's also in the process, I understand, Emily, of writing a book about your family, right?
Right. I happen to have been captivated by a story of a black sheep in the early second generation of the Bingham family. The daughter of Robert Worth Bingham, who was actually offered the crown of succession in the early 1920s and struggled with that offer and ultimately decided to pursue a sort of radically alternative life as a lesbian and supporter of jazz and lover of men and women across the 20s and 30s.
You know, I read the book The Patriarch. You probably have read it as well, The Rise and Fall of the Bingham Dynasty, which follows your family up to the sale of the newspaper to Gannett in the 1980s. And in that book, what they're talking about is not necessarily problems in management, but problems in a family that become a company problem. Do you find that that particular issue is accurate?
Well, yes and no. I think that the problems are in every family, but when a family is producing a product for the public every day, is out there in front of the world with their business on a literally daily basis, those problems are more likely to come to the surface, especially when, as in, my experience looking at my family, driven and hugely ambitious founder of the family is constantly looking to see how that power and ambition are going to be extended through to the future.
And that's something that's not only true of your family with the Binghams, but also true of obviously the Hearsts. It's possibly true of Adolf Ochs and his dynasty. He acquired the New York Times in 1896, and his descendants have published it ever since. But let me ask you, I mean, you're probably not an expert on Rupert Murdoch, his family, or News Corp, but just in terms of the way companies are run, is there a difference between the way perhaps a family runs a major multinational corporation than a standard business practices?
Right. Well, I cannot speak to the scale of the Murdoch family currently, in the news, but on a smaller scale within the state of Kentucky, I can say that, I do think that having, family succession as a, chief goal of a family, which is utterly understandable and in many cases extremely noble, also can lead to very, confused governance. I mean, you're just not talking about the same kind of objectives as at the root of running the company or companies as if it were simply a publicly owned, without private ownership involved.
We're speaking with Emily Bingham, a descendant of the powerful Bingham family, newspaper magnates in this country. And what you're talking about is perhaps that when you have family involved, and this is true in the Murdoch family, on the board is his son, also two of his sons, James and Lachlan, also and his daughter Elizabeth as well. So what you're saying is that sometimes decisions are made for the good of the family that may not be for the good of the business.
Well, or for the wishes of, of the patriarch. So in the case of the Bingham family, the founding patriarch, Robert Worth Bingham, had a first son who he tried to bring up in the business who disappointed him bitterly and was under his own strain, had lost his mother at the age of 14 in a crash on the railroad tracks, who proved to be an alcoholic. He turned, very quickly to his second child, who was a girl, who's the person I'm writing about, Henrietta Bingham, in this book called Irrepressible. She, did not feel, there are always going to be questions in a situation like this about whether one is suited, one has the right stuff to take on this mantle. And so in the end, it was his third son, who he never expected to be in line in any, he just wasn't, didn't seem to have the kind of charm and kind of go-getting quality that he was looking for. And yet he did step up and was the one, my grandfather, who did lead the company through several decades and into, the third generation.
Well, let me just ask you, Emily Bingham, knowing your family history, although, as you said, yours was a private company, not a publicly traded multinational corporation, and the way that Rupert Murdoch is handling this, do you draw parallels or differences, perhaps, between the way that Rupert Murdoch says, this is a terrible thing, but in the end I'm not responsible, between how that may have gone differently under Barry Bingham?
Well, I cannot speak to this. I mean, that his responsibility, and I can tell that my family looked at what they did, and this was the story we told ourselves and were brought up with, was that the newspapers we owned were a public trust, and that was the mandate, was to run them in such a way that was publicly responsible and that benefited our readership. And that was really, that was my meat and potatoes every day of my life growing up.
Emily Bingham, historian, descendant of Robert Worth Bingham, the patriarch of one of the most powerful media companies in the United States, former publishers of Louisville Times and the Courier-Journal. She joins us from Cape Cod. You can listen to The Takeaway there on affiliate station WCAI. Emily Bingham, do you have a name for your book yet?
It's called Irrepressible.
Irrepressible, a storybook that she's writing about her own family. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.